Mike's motorcycle's gorgeous. Beautiful. Freedom. I like. We used to have a Goldwing 1100, classic bike. It meant freedom for us at that time. We used to like the idea of just going where we wanted when we wanted. Marvellous. Then my husband got ill. Lack of freedom. But we used to like to go to the Bulldog Bash, a parade. We used to do all those things. We can't do them anymore.
This Parkinson I've had for a long time, and I didn't know nothing about it until recently when I was diagnosed. I just kept carrying on and thought nothing of it. And then when I was diagnosed, I had it, then it changes your life. You've got to adapt to another way of life. You can't do the things you like to do. I couldn't ride the bike anymore.
Once it was finally sort of sunk into my head, and the specialist had confirmed the diagnosis, then the next thing to do is find out all you can about it. Because what you don't know about, you're frightened of. So I looked through directory inquiries and all kinds of things until I found out a Parkinson's Disease Society. They have a welfare officer. And he advised me to get in touch with social services. Because where we were living, it was a chalet. There was no handrail. It was very dangerous for Brian just to be there. Plus you needed other things like a raised toilet seat, walking sticks, walking aids, bath hoist, all kinds of things. So I was told to find out and get in touch with social services, which I did. I took Brian with me and I went and had a talk, and they weren't terribly helpful. But this is, I do understand that, you know, there are loads of cutbacks. If they can get away with doing the minimum for you, then that's exactly what they're going to do. So, I didn't leave it there. I persisted and I got them out to do an assessment on Brian.
When this person, she was sitting where you were, and she came with this assessment, but instead of talking to the person, you know, who was involved, she was talking to my wife, as if I wasn't here, you know, and there was not a word spoken from her to me, mouth to mouth, at all. She just sat there and just kept on and kept on, but she was talking to Sylvia rather than talking to me. She never asked my opinion of anything.
We had one particular social worker who asked us about our sex life, which I found a somewhat odd question, and not relevant, really. And I just said I wasn't going to answer that. Didn't think it was relevant, so I didn't answer it. Another lady said that, what sort of bank account have you got? Asked me about my financial situation. Again, I said, no, it's not relevant to this assessment or to what we're... It's nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about Brian and his situation, not about my bank balance and not about my sex life.
It's all paperwork. You know, instead of getting action done, it's filling in this, filling in that, sending it back to you. And it's like a shuttle service. There's more paperwork. If they cut half the paperwork out and got down to the proper business, it wouldn't take half so long to get these things sorted out and done.
In order for Brian to be kept at home, if you like, and doing the things he normally does, they've got to help me, because with my medical conditions, I need help as well. So I'm assessed as a carer, but my needs are taken into consideration as well in order to keep Brian going and looked after. So that's how the assessment works. The thing is, what she came to tell me was that, yes, I can get the help with Brian until I go for something called disability living allowance, which I haven't claimed, because until now I've been able to manage, didn't think I was entitled to it. So I just claim a carer's allowance. It's £40 a week, that's all. So, in order to get this help, I've got to claim disability living allowance. I've got to go and see a lung specialist in 6 weeks' time and attend a clinic. In order to claim that, I've got to get the specialist's assessment of me so that I can do that, and then I can tell them. Then I can get assessed. as a user and a carer and God knows what.
I can't expect my wife to do the job in there, no, she's still keep lifting me into bed and out of bed in the morning. You know, I ain't any lightweight. You know, I was, I'm a bantamweight, you know, I'm no lightweight. Now, the wife wants a cleaner to come on a Friday. The only trouble with that is that if I have somebody to help me in and out of bed, shave or what, to give Sylvia a rest, they're going to drop her cleaner off. So it's sort of six of one and four of the other. You take somebody on from our needs, Sylvia's needs are dropped. They won't have the worker to come in on a Friday if I have the carer for me, which is stupid, I think.
There hasn't been up to till when we got our present social worker. There's no continuity. I think in order to be able to talk to social workers or anyone freely about everything, that's whatever kind of problem you've got, you need someone that you know and that you probably have met two or three times. The social worker that we have now, she not only listens to Brian, she talks to Brian and she takes what he says into account and they interact with each other. And she would probably get more information from Brian.
Anything you say to her, she takes it in.